This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wait, no, wait. Yeah, we're up. Yeah, we're going to pick. Okay. All right, thanks, man. Yeah, we're going to play, Steve. All right, later. All right. All right.
Adam f***ing Peter.
Adam Cook.
That was from Commander's Log, the video series that the team puts out on its social media pages and its YouTube. Think of it as like a very team-friendly Hard Knocks. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on Thursday and Friday. Kevin is back on Monday. What you heard in that clip was Dan Quinn being just like us. He is, in fact, like us.
One of us.
Saying, let Adam Peters cook.
Get in the kitchen.
I love it when the memes of the internet make its way into the front office, but I say that with the purest of intentions, because I do think that it is funny that everyone is adapting this idea of let Adam Peters cook. I like Commander's Log, and there's a lot of stuff we're going to get into. We will cycle back to this eventually. I'd love Commander's Log. If you are excited about Hard Knocks, you should be watching the Commander's Log. I think the social team does a really good job. There's a part that we're going to play later in the show, Max, that had me ready to run through a wall. I saw it. It was from Josh Connerly, and I was like, can it be July now? Forget June. Forget like the 4th of July. Like, give me training camp. Give me preseason. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So you will hear that throughout the course of the show. We got three great guests coming up. Jordan DeGianni is going to join us in an hour to talk all the latest headlines in the NFL. Mark Zuckerman is going to be with us. He's live in Seattle. The Nats got a big win last night, absolutely shredding the Seattle Mariners. And then Shayan J. Araja from CBS Sports is going to be with us to talk about the future of college football. If you're a fan of the sport and you are paying attention to any of the headlines that are coming out of Destin, where the SEC meetings are taking place, we have a lot of changes that are coming to this sport that I love. And I know there's a lot of listeners that love college football. So the latest on that at noon. But we start with arguably the biggest story that we can in late May. Jalen Ramsey yesterday strung together a string of tweets effectively saying goodbye to Miami. Maybe I'm reading a little bit too between the lines with this, but when he says I'm ready for the next chapter, I don't think he means the 2025 season. I think what he means is that he does not want to be in Miami anymore. And Jalen Ramsey has been tied to Washington through various reports during this 2025 offseason. Now that feels a little bit more open to realistically happening with him firing these tweets off. Now, I do want to point out, it is very important for those of us that are fans of the team just to pay attention to who is tweeting reports about the Commanders being interested. It's a lot of national people, which is fine. I think national people do a very good job. But I would just like to, and I'm not going to name anyone in particular, but I just want to point out, when it comes to people that are linking Washington to a guy like Jalen Ramsey, this front office does not talk to these people. Or maybe they talk to these people, but they don't talk to these people the way that Ron talked to these people. Ron Rivera would give you the first 15 scripted plays, if you really asked for it. This front office does not do that. So when you see reports from guys on ESPN, on CBS, Fox, whoever, it's not just one person. It's the litany of all of the national reporters. They don't get a lot of clarity from this front office group. So just keep that in mind when it comes to the Jalen Ramsey stuff. I, though, Max, in sitting and thinking about this, I have discovered exactly how I would want, if Washington goes and makes Jalen Ramsey a commander, I have discovered exactly how I want this to go down.
Oh, yeah?
If it's via trade, which at this point it would have to be. It would have to be via trade. That's the best thing for Miami. He wants out of Miami. Miami clearly wants out of him. Contract situation is going to be tough. But if it's a post-June 1 trade, it does become a little bit easier. A little bit easier. Not a lot of bit easier, but a little bit easier. Just for context, if they were to release Jalen Ramsey before June 1st, which is today, tomorrow, the day after that, and that's it. So if it's just the next 3 days, the dead cap hit is $49 million. So they are not going to be doing that.
No.
He is not going to be getting released before June 1st. If it is after June 1st, that dead cap in a release for 2025 goes down to $30 million. Better, I guess, still not great. If it's a trade, the dead cap pre-June 1st is $29 million for Miami. If it's post-June 1st, it is going to be $10 million. So that seems easy, right? You don't have to be a math major to know that $10 million is clearly the best option of that. So I say this to say, if you are going to trade for Jalen Ramsey, I'm not on board with that, if I'm being honest. But if you are going to, I will play the devil's advocate. If you're going to trade for Jalen Ramsey, you are trading Marshon Lattimore as a part of that trade.
You know, as you were building up to it, I was like, is he going to say?
He's going to say it. If you trade for Jalen Ramsey, Marshon Lattimore is a part of that trade.
I don't hate it.
You do not need to stack a guy in Marshon Lattimore who was not at OTAs yesterday. I don't love that. Don't hate it. It's voluntary. I get it. But I don't love when a guy who did not perform great last year, especially in the postseason, is not at OTAs, at least yesterday. We will see if he is there today. I cannot imagine that he will be there today unless someone said that yesterday and I missed it. I listened to everybody.
Haven't seen anything.
Have not seen a report that said he just missed Wednesday. He'll be here Thursday. So I'm not expecting to see him there. If he is there, I will change my tune. But if you get, if you have Marshon Lattimore, who was not good at the end of the year last year, and he's not showing up, I do feel like that makes him a little bit more expendable, especially if you really, really love Jalen Ramsey. I want a defensive pass rusher. Let me make that abundantly clear. And it is actually starting to make me very upset that there has not been a defensive pass rusher that has been acquired that I can put a lot of faith in. But if you want to go for Jalen Ramsey, you trade Marshon Lattimore. I do not think you can spend the assets and then the then money to the, then trot out Lattimore, Ramsey, and then decide between Santerstill and Trey Amos, and then one of those dudes is riding the bench. Mikey Santerstill is too good to be riding the bench right now. After what we saw last year, the way that he played against A.J. Brown, the way that he played against Detroit, the way that he played against everybody, even when Lattimore wasn't doing great, with Mike Evans, who stepped up to the matchup? It was Mikey Santerstill. That dude would play really well against guys that had at least 6 inches of height on him. Didn't seem to matter. I do not think you can have Mikey Santerstill ride the bench, but then I also would be very confused if you draft this guy, Trey Amos, who, as I watched Commander's log yesterday, they love Trey Amos. They love him. Now, I understand the Commander's log bit. You are not going to put a video or a clip in there of guys being like, damn it, I hate that we have to pick him, but we're going to pick him. What they did show was that there were guys that were calling. They didn't tell us who, but there were teams that were calling They gave some hints, I think, for the first one. I don't know if they gave hints for the second one.
If you do some diving, there were initials thrown out there. There was
There was first names, but yeah, there wasn't.
He made a joke about the in-division tax. I don't know if that was to Howie Roseman.
That was Connerly, but that was to Howie. I don't know if that was to Howie Roseman or if that was to the Giants.
Yeah, because that was a different call.
Because the Giants traded up to then go get Jackson Dart. That was when they were talking about getting Connerly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. But they decided to not go out of the, to trade out of that second round spot to draft Trey Amos. I cannot wrap my head around doing that, thinking that Trey Amos and Mikey Sainer still would likely be your guys of the future in the cornerback position when eventually Marcus Lattimore or Marshon Lattimore is done, and then when eventually, if you get Jalen Ramsey is done, you have those two guys hopefully on the back end of your defense to be the guys moving forward. You would then put one of them on the bench if you go out and you get Jalen Ramsey and you keep Marshon Lattimore. So if you want Jalen Ramsey and you want to trade for Jalen Ramsey, you trade Marshon Lattimore. And your thought is, all right, we will give you Marshon Lattimore. That is an expiring contract. The Dolphins are not going to be very good this year. They are going to lie to themselves and say we are going to be very good this year, but they are not going to be very good this year. Tua is not it. They overpaid him, and it seems like the McDaniel thing is very much wearing off. The rap references, the guy in the just being quirky and funny at the microphone, Mike Jones, like that all was good when you're winning 11 games. When you're not winning 11 games and you have proven over the course of the last 3 years that you can't win in the month of December because it gets a little chilly outside, the Dolphins, I don't know that the Dolphins are going to be fully intact by the time the Commanders play them in Barcelona. It would not stun me if McDaniel is no longer the coach and they have just completely punted on this season. Tyreek Hill doesn't want to be there. Do not allow him to lie to you and say that he actually does want to be there.
He wants to hang out with Aiden Ross more than he wants to play football.
He wants to hang out with Aiden Ross. He wants to hang out there with Baby Gronk. And like whatever you feel about Tyreek Hill, the person. I don't feel very good about him. But maybe you feel differently about Tyreek Hill, the person. An NFL player hanging out with like a weird 14-year-old is weird.
Yeah, confirmed.
There is no way to spin it that an NFL player hanging out with a dude whose dad is forcing him to be popular and basically buying women for the kid, that is weird. And Tyreek Hill was hanging out with Baby Gronk and just trying to hype up Baby Gronk. Weird. That situation is going to be a disaster. So maybe if you're Washington and you love Jalen Ramsey more than you love Marshon Lattimore, you put him in the trade, you get Jalen Ramsey, you're going to have to pay Jalen Ramsey. He wants a new contract. The issue that I have with Jalen Ramsey and why I would not go and get him, because let me make this abundantly clear, I don't really have a huge interest in Jalen Ramsey at this particular point in time. I have an interest in a pass rusher. I have an interest in somebody that can set an edge and stop the damn run when Saquon Barkley comes to town, or when you go and you play Saquon Barkley, or the Giants, because their no-named running back last year had nearly 120 yards in the first quarter, or whoever Dallas trots out there at running back. You got Bijan Robinson again on your schedule this year. Like, you play a lot of really good running backs, the Lions duo. I need someone that can go out there and set an edge. Now, Jalen Ramsey played well in run defense, so hooray for that, but he's also a cornerback. I don't want a cornerback to set an edge. I want a guy that can get after the passer and stiffen up this defensive line. So I'm not in on Jalen Ramsey at all. But if you are in on Jalen Ramsey, Lattimore needs to be part of the deal. And then they can deal Miami with his contract. You can pay Jalen Ramsey. And then in 2 years, when he outwears his welcome like he has done in Jacksonville, like he has done in Los Angeles, and like he has now done in Miami, well, then you can decide to move on from him. And then hope maybe, you make some sort of like crazy massive package deal where when both guys seemingly outweigh their welcome, you can trade Laremy Tunsil and Jalen Ramsey, because those are two guys that have done the exact same thing. They are not in positions with teams for extended periods of time. And there are a lot of reasons. Like, you can point to the Rams' financial situation as to why Jalen Ramsey had to leave, but you can manipulate the cap very easily in today's NFL. If they wanted to keep him, they would have kept him. If the Miami Dolphins really wanted to keep him, they would keep him. They don't really want to keep him. He does not want to be there. I understand that he wants to win. I don't want Jalen Ramsey. And I know I'm in the minority because I see it on Twitter that everybody wants Jalen Ramsey. And I think most of you are falling for the name more than you are falling for the player. He was really good at times in Jacksonville. He's not a bad player by any stretch of the imagination, but he is not nearly the player that is going to be worth the money and then potential assets that he would command. And oh, by the way, it's not like you have a lot of assets to give up. The Commanders have 5 draft picks next year for the second year in a row in 2026. 5, which is another reason why if you do make this trade, you have to put a player in there. And the player that makes the most sense would be Marshon Lattimore, because it's not like you can take away from any other position, unless you want to trade like a Luke McCaffrey, but I don't think Miami is going to be like, yeah, we'll take Luke McCaffrey for Jalen Ramsey, straight up. That's not going to happen. So you need to trade a player in there. But again, I don't think that Jalen, I don't think the juice that Jalen Ramsey would bring is worth the necessary squeeze that Washington would have to make. It's the name over the actual production. It almost feels a little too Dan Snyder-esque. Oh, look at this big name player that wants out. We should go sell the farm to get him. We should go give up assets that we find to be valuable, deviate away from the current plan that we have in place, and go and get him. I'm not in on that at all. I'm totally good on that. I think the Laremy Tunsil thing, as much as I have question marks about him, it makes sense because you need a left tackle that can block and a guy that can protect Jaden Daniels. The Debo thing makes a ton of sense. Didn't really work in San Francisco. They just weren't going to pay him. But he brings something to the offense that you did not have. What does Jalen Ramsey bring to the defense that you did not have, other than being an aging defensive back that is likely over the peak of his prime? The same way that Marshon Lattimore is. So if you already have one of those dudes, I'm not moving heaven and earth. I'm not moving nothing to go and get him, get another one of those dudes to then potentially push Trey Amos out, push Mikey Sanders still out. I don't see or want Mikey Sanders still or Trey Amos, at least at this point in time, to kick to safety. I'm sure someone's going to tweet me, which you can, at the Denton Day when we open up the phones on this topic at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Someone might say, Denton, just kick one of them to safety. I don't have any interest in kicking Trey Amos or Mikey Sanders still to safety for Jalen Ramsey in 2025. In 2018, hell yes, brother. In 2025, I have zero interest in making that a reality here. Good player, send him to Atlanta. If he goes to Dallas, Dallas is rumored with all of these things, sick. Let him go to Dallas. Terry will burn him a couple of times. Maybe Debo will burn him a couple of times. I'll be perfectly fine with that. I don't need to move heaven and earth to get that guy here, though. I just don't. And I think a lot of us are jumping too much on the name because the team was good last year. Everybody wants to win this year. I get it. I don't need Jalen Ramsey. I want your thoughts at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Do you want Washington to make a move for Jalen Ramsey after Jalen Ramsey says he is ready to start a new chapter? We will take your calls on that when we get back. A what do you got when we get back as well, that'll come with a little bit of life advice. It's something you don't want to miss. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.